When you look around the world today, or when you listen to the news today, it's not a whole lot to sing about, because there's not much that you will see that makes you happy to the point that you even want to sing. It's certainly true when you look at news pertaining to the Middle East. What is described in this psalm is a day when the whole world will be happy and joyful and singing. What's most amazing is one reason why the world will be singing. It'll actually come a day when all the people of the world will be singing, praising God, because God has fully redeemed and reclaimed Israel. This very psalm that prompted Isaac Watts to write the hymn, Joy to the World. Just imagine this. There'll come a moment when the entire world honors God and honors Israel and sings joyfully about the fact that he has redeemed her. As difficult as it may seem to believe, come a day when the world will honor and praise God because of what he has done for Israel. That's the point of this psalm. There's a coming a day when all the nations of the world will sing joyful praises to God for all he's done in redeeming Israel. It's almost impossible for us to imagine such a time, because we have never seen such a time like this. Never seen a time when the whole world honors Israel and praises God. However, that's exactly what's predicted to happen. The song that will be sung will be a new song. Look at verse 1. It says, a psalm. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. But consider the fact that this song will be sung worldwide, and the fact that this song is one that honors God and honors Israel, you bet it will be a new song. Never before has the world ever sung a song of praise to God, because he has elevated Israel far above every other nation in the world. But this new song will be sung because of the wonderful things God has done for Israel. Satan will be gone, the Antichrist will be gone, the false prophet will be gone, demons will be gone, and Israel will be exalted. The King of Kings will be reigning on earth. The song will be sung after the tribulation. They will have seen God's great power on display and what he did for Israel. Look at the fact that a new song will be sung because God has done wonderful things. Because God has done powerful and holy things by his own right hand and holy arm. Because God has done victorious things for him. So God will end up saving Israel for himself. He has promised that he will do it, and he will do it. And that new song that will be sung, Lord, will be a song of salvation. The salvation of Israel is his salvation. Look at verse 2. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. God will make his salvation by delivering Israel. His salvation is, in any dispensation, is God's salvation. He does it and he gives it. God is going to save Israel because this is the nation he has decided to save. He actually entered into a covenant relationship with Israel, which guarantees he will save her. God will save us for the same reason he has decided to save us. The salvation of Israel reveals God's righteousness. All nations of the world will realize that God is a righteous God who has saved Israel in accordance with his promises and his word. And salvation and righteousness are critical to God's just order on this day. It'll be a time for great joy when Jesus Christ is reigning in total righteousness. And the salvation of Israel remembers God's loving kindness. Verse 3, the Lord has made known his salvation, but he has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Now, we love to think about grace and mercy and loving kindness of God, but God must remember this, because this is what enables him to save Israel and save us. The salvation of Israel is a tremendous statement for the grace and mercy of God, just as the salvation of any individual is also a tremendous statement for the mercy of God. If God forgot about his grace and mercy for 1 second, we would all be condemned, and rightly so. The salvation of Israel remembers God's faithfulness. Make no mistake about this point. God does not save Israel or save us because of our faithfulness. He'll save Israel and save us because of his faithfulness. And God is faithful to fulfill what he promises, to fulfill even when we are not faithful. As Paul told Timothy, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The salvation of Israel will be seen by the entire world. Great tribulation will be a worldwide judgment. The gathering of Israel will be a worldwide gathering, and the entire world will have seen it and known about it. A song that will be sung will be a loud, joyful praise of all the earth. Notice that all the earth will enter into loud praise and worship God for what he has done for Israel. Look at these elements. The praise will be loud. Look at verse 4. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. Break forth in joyous song. Sing praises. Praise will be loud. Praise will be joyful. The praise will be worldwide. Everything on earth will be joyfully praising God. And the praise will include singing. And it will include instruments. And it will be before God as king. Look at verse 5 and 6. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make joyful noise before the king, the Lord. The entire world will be singing praises to Jesus Christ, who is king and Lord. All will magnify him for who he is and for what he's done. And a song will be sung that will include music from all creation. Verses 7 and 8. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together. This literally will happen. It'll be literally come a time. And all of creation will be praising God with a new joyful sound. Now, any sound we hear in nature is a sound coming from a fallen nature. So when we hear the sounds of the sea or the rivers or the mountains, it is coming from that which is fallen. However, there will become a day when all of creation will sing a new song with new sounds. This new sound will be in view of what God has done for Israel. The sea and all in it will roar and praise God. The world and all who dwell will praise God. The rivers will clap their hands. The mountains will sing for joy. And the song that will be sung will be a song when the Lord comes to judge. Verse 9. Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. One student of Scripture observed the prospect of God coming to judge to balance the scales of justice is a good reason for universal rejoicing. Jesus Christ is coming to judge. He will judge all people on earth. He will judge with righteousness, and he will judge with fair equity. Now the judgment will be in part connected to how nations treated Israel. This worldwide joyful praise and worship to God will not happen until Jesus Christ returns to establish his kingdom on this earth. When he does that, Israel will be seen and known as the exalted nation of God, and the entire world will praise God for it.